In the middle of the parsha, we have a short song that says, "Az Yashu Yisrael Es Hashir Azos." It's a very brief shira, but the song lacks understanding. And the Kedushas Levi says that we sometimes have the shiros like Az Yashir, the Shiras Hayam, that we're mevinim kol teva v'teva shabbat, that we understand every single word. But Shira Zo, this shir that exists in the parsha, it was said in Derech Remez, She'ena Mevinen, also we don't understand the words. So says the Kedushas Levi, Kinei Shiras Hayam, the shir that was sung at Kriyas Yamsuf, Amar Moshe im Yisrael. Moshe said it along with Bnei Yisrael. U'Moshe Rab Baspaklariya Hami'ira. And Moshe saw the song that should be sung through this clear vision that only he had. Vamar Nivu also, below Remez Lahavin, Moshe had this pure vision of prophecy that no other Navi had, that he was able to articulate the deep feelings that was taking place in Shemaim at that time, with full clarity and understanding, no need for Ramazim. And that's why Az Yashir, each word is understood. But Shirazo, says the Kedushas Levi, Amro, Yisrael b'lo Moshe, Kepesh Rashi, this Shir, as the Pasuk says, Az Yashir Yisrael, Es HaShir HaZos, that Klaisa said it alone, without Moshe Beinu, for whatever reason. And since they lacked that full clarity, that full vision of Moshe Beinu, L'chach HaShir HaZos B'remes, this song was only said in a hinted way, V'ein Mevinen Kol Teva V'Teva Al Pipshat, in a way that we can't understand every single word, because the song that was sung wasn't fully understood by those singing it, by Klai Yisrael. And let's explain a little bit about one of the words, the very first word line of the Shira, of what does it mean, Ali Ve'er Anula. Literally what it means is, come up the Be'er and explain, look, explain to her what's being hinted at in this very cryptic, ambiguous Shira. So Kedushas Levi says we have two types of Nisim. There are some Nisim that Yesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Osen Nesh LeYisrael Ma'achmas Shehem Mivakshin MeKadosh Baruch Hu L'Hoshia Lehem B'chol Tzarasam. There are some miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings about because Klai Yisrael requests it. And it's only because of the Bakashasam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, as we had by Shiras Hayam, the Neshish Hayam, it says, Vayatzaku b'nei Yisrael, that Klai Yisrael screamed out, they requested a Nes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu reacted and responded. But then there's another category of Yesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Osen Nes Yisrael below Bakashasam, a type of miracle HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs without the request of Klai Yisrael. And only afterwards, Achar Kach Rom Shanes Haya below Bakashasam. It's an ace that they didn't recognize. It was Alpiteva. Shadim Yodim Klam Hiatzara. They were unaware of the Tzara that was coming about. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu brought about an ace. And afterwards he lets them know the ace that took place. And this idea is called a Zos. It's Bechina Zos. It's Zos Chanukah. Kedush Levi speaks about elsewhere. But the idea of such an ace that comes about without the Bakashasim of Klai Yisrael, that comes about just because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, where did such an idea come from? Why do we deserve such an ace that we didn't request? So it says in Kedushas Levi, we say in the Kedushas Keser, Nisach Svard, and Kedusha of Musaf, it says, Hein Gaalti Eschem Acharis Kureishis. I will redeem you, the final Geula, the Acharis, the final Geula, like the first one. It's a very strange thing, because the last one's going to be like the first one. Sounds like the first one was greater, but in reality, the Geula Achrona is going to be Yoser Gedola Migula Rishona. The final redemption is going to be greater. So why does the line say that the Geula Eschem, Galti Eschem Acharis is going to be like the Reish, it's going to be like the first one only? So explain to Kedushas Levi that Bereishis, Medrash tells us famously, Bereishis b'shvil Yisrael shenikru Reishis. The world was created because of Reishis. Because Klal Yisrael is called Reishis, the first of the children, the Bechor. The entire world and all creation was only created because of Klal Yisrael. And they get all their chiyus from Klal Yisrael. And that means Tzricha ha'aret atzma la'asas ha'ratzon shal Yisrael tovasim. That means that the land itself, Brias Olam itself, needs to do the Ratzon Hashem for Klal Yisrael. So when there's this idea of the Reishis Machshava, that Reishis Bishvil Yisrael is there, and this was understood when the Acharis is Kereishis, that means when the Acharis and the Gula Shleim or the Gula Achrona is going to be like the Reishis, that's going to react because it's all here for the Reishis, it's all here for Klal Yisrael, which is Reishis Bishvil Yisrael. So then the world, the Brias Olam, needs to bring about the Nisim without being requested. It's Galti, it's Chem Acharis, the Acharis, the final redemption is going to be when it's Kereishis, when things are so clear that the world runs because of Klal Yisrael. So then the world is going to provide Nisim without a Kadosh Baruch Hu and without Klal Yisrael requesting such a thing. But when things are not clear, the Reishis Machshava, the idea that the world was created for Klal Yisrael, when that was not clear, like it was during the times of Kriyas Yamsuf, which is Kodim Matan Torah. No one knew yet that Klal Yisrael was the chosen nation. Nobody knew it was Reishis. So the world, the Bria, wasn't serving Klal Yisrael. They weren't going to perform a nes and split the Yamsuf for Klal Yisrael, because no one knew that they were the Reishis. So it only came about because of Vayitzaku B'nei Yisrael, because they requested it. But after Matan Torah, when everybody realized who the Reishis was, that it was Klal Yisrael, and that's going to be the final redemption, that the world itself is going to just react without any requests, because it needs it. It knows it's only in existence because of the Reishis, because of Klal Yisrael, Reishis Bishrael Yisrael Shenikru Reishis. So then we're going to be Mekayim the Gula Shleima, the Gula Achrona, Hingalti Eschem Acharis Kereishis. And that's what the Kedusha Levi says it means. Ali Ve'er Enula, let the bear come up and explain La, explain to the land, Ha'aretz, to the Brias Olam, that they did this as a tikkun for themselves, because they're here only in this world because of Bereishis Bishril Yisrael Shenikru Reishis. And that's why there's a nes, a fila below bakashasam, even without the request. Yimirat Hashem Mishvizocha, to the Gula Acharona, Hengalti Aschem Acharis Kireishis. Have a wonderful Shabbos.